7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, this is probably for the best. Hey, is there something out there? That's a birdie. Okay, here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, here we go. Dubious Goals Committee time. And once again, I am outdoors because it's strangely warm. It's got to be 14 degrees. It might get a little bit warmer. Oh, I'm sure it will. But it is a little breezy, and I had to go buy some petrol for my auto. That's gas for my car, for all my American listeners. And, oh, the gasoline was dirt cheap. It was dirt cheap. Doing the math in my head, it was 70 cents a liter. I couldn't believe it. I got a full tank of gas for $32 flat. Wow. So anyway, I drove around after buying some gasoline, looking for a place to go. I didn't want to go to Tranquility because we went to Tranquility yesterday. So I went out to Somerset Park because it's near the gas station. Blah, blah, blah. Where are we today? We're down in the creek. It was windy out there. It's not as windy in my neighborhood. And this makes sense because this area is kind of protected and, you know, we're surrounded by houses and now we're in the foresty bits and we're surrounded by trees as wind breaks. Blah, blah, blah. Down in the creek today. Down in the creek. So let's get down in there. Let's go down the treacherous slope here, covered in leaves. I got all kinds of crazy things to tell you. Other than the cheap gasoline. Oy. Chicka-punk. Alright, here we go. I'm down. I'm taking off my sunglasses because something is weird. What? Something got changed over... Did the golf course cut a tree down or something over there? Yeah, okay. Alright, I'm walking up to the edge of the creek here, looking down into it. There are no golf balls. Of course there are no golf balls. It is not golf season. The golf course is closed. I'm looking across the creek into muddy holes. I don't see any marmots. I see some tracks. There's dog tracks. Ooh, there's fox tracks. Yeah, we got fox tracks down in the creek, so that's cool. Huh. Most interesting. Those fox tracks are going downstream. There's some marmot tracks. I hear ducks. No. Are those ducks? Am I hearing ducks upstream? Let's go find out. There's chives down here. I found some chives. And I gotta start telling you about the crazy crap that happened to me yesterday. Well, it's not all that crazy. It's just funny. And it's not funny either. It's only funny if you're me. If you're familiar with me, you might understand why I think it's funny. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to find it funny yourself. Tobe, what the hell are you talking about? Okay. So, yesterday. Was it before or after? I think it was certainly before the Dubious Goals Committee started. No, it had to have been after. Otherwise, I would have talked about it. No, because when did I open it? That wasn't until... Yeah, okay. Yeah. Welcome to Tobe. So if I remember correctly, and I probably don't, Like, right before Dubious Goals Committee yesterday, I went outside to retrieve my trash can because it was trash day. I took the trash out. The trash guys came, they picked up my trash, and I was going to bring the empty can back into my house, so I did. And as I was doing so, I thought, oh, I better check the mail, because I haven't looked in the mailbox in a couple days. Maybe I got some mail. I opened the mailbox. Yes, I have in fact received some mail. There's one little full color, full bleed postcard that's trying to get me to go to some grocery store that I hate. So I said no, and I threw it in the recycling bin. The other piece of mail was something strange. And I thought it was junk mail, and I looked at it again. And wait, what? Is this junk mail? Because it looks like it's something kind of official. And I said, well, duh, Tobe, all junk mail, that's the whole strategy. Make it look like something official so people are forced to open it up and look at it. I hear birds complaining over there, and I'm wondering what they're complaining about. Are they complaining about an owl? Hear that? You hear these birds complaining? That's over on the golf course. Huh. So I took a closer look at this piece of mail that I found questionable, dubious at best. I gave it a little upside down tap. I did some Tobe tricks. And I looked at it and it said notice of data event through a clear window. I said, what the hell is this? Bagagashima. This is a hospital thing. No, this is a doctor thing. No, this isn't. It looked like an insurance thing. And being as I am kind of dependent on my doctors and the hospital and the insurance, I thought, well, I better open this up to see what it is. It could be something important. It might be junk. But let's open it. Except I didn't open it then. I almost stepped on some big poops. Whose poops is this? This could be fox poop. It's kind of in the trail, but anyway, still heading upstream, trying to figure out if I heard ducks or not. So after Dubious Goals Committee ended yesterday, and after I ate my lunch, I opened up this letter from some company whose name I didn't recognize. Welltok. Welltok. Yeah. Welltok. Parent company of Goodspell. Gudspl. So, what the hell is this? And I should have brought it with me, so I could read it to you, because it was freaking hilarious. I open up this letter, and yes, it is addressed to me. And yeah, it is official. And it says, Dear October Dubois, we regret to inform you, blah, 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 there was a data event, blah, 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 lots of fancy talk there, making up all kinds of computer hacker words and terms. It's like, yeah, it's like watching a movie from the 80s. And the long and the short of it is, my hospital got hacked. There was a data breach. And they deserve everything they get because, you know, I try to tell people. I try. And I express to them the importance. So anyway. Once again, nobody listened to a single word I said. And bitches got hacked. Well, what did you think was going to happen? All right, hold on a second. We're kind of sneaking up here to where the ducks could be. Are there any duckies up here? Huh, no, I don't see any. Maybe I did not hear ducks. Maybe I just thought I did. So here I am, standing on the cliff overlooking the bend in the creek. Well, there's a lot of mud, sand got washed down here. It's kind of cool. So yeah. Big long letter, I read it, blah, blah, blah. Na 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 na. A lot of hedging. A lot of, well, we don't know for sure if anything affects you. Okay, but oh, it was the worst thing ever. It's like, well, yeah. But what you don't understand is I go to your hospital. Hello? Wake up and smell the cat food. All this great stuff in the letter. Lots of fear. Lots of scare talk. Ooh, there's some Mati tracks. Matis. It was just absolutely beautiful. The cost of your treatment. And, oh no, somebody could find out how much it costs to fix me. They're not going to be shocked. Oh my God, somebody could have found out your patient ID. My patient ID number? Oh no. Yeah, so it's a lot of fear and a lot of hype for very little. Very, very little. And of course, it doesn't really affect me. Because I know what computers are. Have you ever heard of computers? Do you know what computers is? Yeah, like the internet? Do you have a Facebook? Right, so you know what computers are. Oh, there was a data event. Yeah, I got an official notice of data event. Yeah. Oh. It's hilarious to me. Regardless. What the hell's going on down here? Is there anything happening down here at all? Those birds on the golf course shut up pretty quickly, so I'm guessing there's no owls over there. I am looking up into trees. I do not see any owls. And all I can smell is gasoline, because when I was getting gasoline for my car, I mean petrol for my automobile, ask me how much I hate the word automobile. Publius knows what I'm talking about. As I was getting the gasoline, my petrol, I grabbed the little pump handle thingy and I pulled it out, and suddenly it starts spewing gasoline. Don't get me wrong, I haven't grabbed the handle in a way that has depressed the pump activation lever. No. There's just gasoline spewing out. I got a drop on my wrist and some hit the ground. I think it splashed on my shoes. Yes, my good shoes, which are probably going to be relegated from the good shoe category by next spring. And I've come downstream to see if I want to try to walk downstream anywhere. Do we want to try to go down there? Does this seem like a thing that we want to do? How coordinated do I feel today? Oh, I don't know. What the hell? Yeah, let's go down there. So now I have to pull up my pants because I'm wearing my loose pants that don't fit very well. The gray pants, not the black pants that are still covered in so much cat hair that they can't be worn in public. I haven't figured out what to do about those yet. Okay, I gotta fall into the creek here. Ugh. There, that'll work. I'm standing on a rock. I'm standing on a rock in the middle of the creek. Well, not quite the middle. sort of towards the side, but we got to step on this rock and this rock and this rock, and now we're in the middle of the creek on a sandbar. Ooh. And there have been Matis down here recently. Matis on the same sandbar as me. Wow, there was a Mati party down here. Look at this. Oh, and fox. Ooh, now I'm sliding in mud. And there's fox tracks down in here too. And squirrel tracks. And boy, this is like the party mud flat of all party mud flats. Look at this. Look at all these dudes hanging out down here. Having super fun party time. And guys have been snoodling around in this rock. Probably raccoons digging around on the looking for yummy things to eat. Alright, I'm gonna go up on the opposite bank now. And we're gonna go into the other golf ball zone, even though I'm perfectly well aware that ain't no golf balls to be found today. Hell no. Oh, by the way, I had a dream that I was buying bitters. Yeah, it was really weird. I woke up and I was like, wow, I gotta look for that brand of bitters. My brain invented some kind of brand of bitters, and whereas I don't remember the name of it, I will recognize the bottle from my dream. And yes, I do need some bitters. Should I go to the store today? I also need to buy some tea. Gotta go to the other store. Okay, so something else kind of weird happened to me last night. I was just sitting down, chilling out. It was very late. It was around 2 a.m. Shortly before I was going to go to sleep. And I was just watching some, you know, light entertainment videos, streaming them to my TV. And I was watching one from, oh, I don't know, somewhere in Indochina or its environs, where these people were making these big giant, I'm not sure what to call them, like mats? Making these big mats out of coconut fiber, coconut coir, right? And it was a hell of an operation. They were taking coconut husks and shredding them up, getting the fiber, combing the fiber, all this, that, and the other thing. They twist the fiber into strings, then they wind the strings into ropes. And they create these big old kind of fat cables. And they string them out really long. And then they weave these big old fat coconut coir cables together. Into these mats that looked like they were, what, maybe like 2 meters wide. And then like 20 meters long. Hey, there's a golf ball. What do you want to bet it's the ball that says Bush on it? Yep, I found the Bush ball. It's got a cool logo on it. It's the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild logo on a golf ball, which I wouldn't mind having, but it says Bush written on it twice. I do not know anyone of that name. All right, so we're in the other golf ball zone. I'm just looking around for no reason. But anywho, after these people made one of these mats, they roll them up. They roll them up and they look just like big old hay rolls. The rolls of hay that you'll see in fields in the United States. European haystacks look different. Oh, there's a lot of trash in the creek. Plastic bottles, water bottles outweighing soda bottles 10 to 1. I hate the water bottle people so much. Just hate them. Well, regardless of my disregard for humanity, I was watching this, and they were at the end. They had to roll it up. They had these big old rolls, stacks of these rolls of these mats that I don't know what they used them for, but they looked cool. Kind of wanted to have one, you know. I was thinking, we could put that on the floor, maybe sleep on it, and it would be fun. I have no idea if it would be fun to sleep on, but it's getting to be that time of year when I need to think about what I'm going to sleep on when it gets cold. I haven't figured that out yet. Maybe I'll go buy some more foam. I don't know. Well, we can't go any further. This is where we used to just cross over on the log bridge, but we can't cross the creek anymore. Gah. It's all gah. Pissing me off. Anyway, stepping on more plastic bottles. Where was I in this big, long, drawn-out story that's not going to make sense to anybody, and it's not funny, and it's of no interest to anyone who hasn't lived my life? Why am I telling this story? Because we're standing in the creek, and there's nothing to do. There's no damn golf balls. There's no owls. Just lots and lots of plastic bottles. So they start rolling up the mat, and this guy, I don't even know how to describe it. Have you ever rolled up a carpet? That's where I'm going with this. This is basically a giant carpet, right? And he does this motion to start the rolling of the carpet, in which he sort of picks up the end of it, and you know, he's starting to roll it, wants to roll it as tight as possible. So it's as small as possible when it's all filled up, all rolled up, right? For storage purposes. And he's, you know, he's grabbing it and he's twisting it and he's trying to roll it up, and that's when he does something that just about made me freak out. He put his knee down in the spot that he first folded over. He put his knee on that, and he moved over a little bit and brought his other knee up, and he's tucking that end under so he can get it rolled over. Oh. And I left my brain. As soon as I saw that, I left my brain for a short period of time. And I came back and I'm like, whoa, what was I doing? Where am I? The video was over. Oh, Tub, did you have one of your little fugue moments? No, Mel, maybe. Well, no. What is happening is, as soon as I saw that, it set off a real deep memory in my brain. Something that I haven't thought about in many, many years. In many decades. Yeah. There are people listening to this who were not born when I had, regardless. Yeah, it was just one of those, I've been having this happen a lot lately, and I'm encouraging it. I'm encouraging my brain to do this, but I'm having these recovery of real deep channel memory stuff. I see something and boom, it sets off some old neuron chain, pangala pangala poom, and these deep memories come back. And what are these deep memories you're talking about, Tobe? Well, okay. I went to a very progressive series of schools, and this started when I was 3 freaking years old. Started going to a very progressive preschool. And one of the aspects of this preschool were these little rugs that were rolled up. And these little rugs were, well, most of them were either just little like throw rugs or like welcome mats, or the majority were like carpet samples from like a carpet store. But when you're 3 years old, these are exactly the right size to be just, you know, a personal carpet for a child, right? And so that was one of the aspects of this school. We didn't have desks or anything. Wait, I gotta jump back up onto the bank here. Wait. Yeah, that'll work. If the teacher, who really wasn't a teacher, wanted to talk to us, okay, everybody gather around, sit down on the floor, grab a carpet. And so we'd grab these carpets and we would unroll them because they were in a little rack. I got mud all over my shoes. And we'd unroll these carpets, set them on the ground, and of course, you know, me being me, I got a flying carpet! Zoom, that's my carpet! And as soon as some other kid, yeah, I'm like, I got a flying carpet too! Well, that's too bad, because mine's an Apollo capsule now, and I'm in re-entry! Oh my god, the heat shield came up! Right, because little kids in the space age were crazy. Especially when you get precocious children. Well, anyway, yeah, we lived and died by these little pieces of carpet. Scraping the mud off my shoe with a stick because I got so much mud on my shoe. And one of the cultural aspects and educational aspects of this carpet business was rolling the carpet back up to return it to its proper location after it's been used. Now, this is actually sort of a teaching moment, because this is the type of school that is, it's an advanced school, it's trying to get kids to be as coordinated as possible, at as early as possible. That's what we did in this school. We practiced tying things, buttoning clothing, doing all this other weird stuff, along with learning new math, learning the metric system, learning all this crazy crap that we didn't know we were learning. But then again, there's a physical aspect to it too. And so it became a point of pride, a point of contest. It became a bone of contention, if you will, to see who could roll up the carpets the tightest. And so we'd get at the end of these carpets, right, and we'd grab the edges and be trying to tuck them under. And you know, when you're a 3 to 5 year old, when you're 4 years old trying to do this, yeah, it's tricky. You got tiny, small hands. You're not very strong. You're not very coordinated. And so you start the carpet, you tuck it under as tight as you can, and then you stick your knee on it, and then you get down to the other end and you put your other knee on it. Yeah, you can see where I'm going with this now, right? Then you roll up the carpet as tight as you can. And then you start comparing it to everybody else's carpets. And when they say theirs is rolled up tighter than yours, and they're clearly lying, you can now hit them with the rolled up carpet, which causes them to fall down, drop their carpet, which unrolls, and you can run screaming in laughter away. Ha 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 ha. Secure in your victory. Yeah, I went to a very bizarre... a very bizarre preschool. But yeah, no, at least I know, you know, there's 100 centimeters in a meter. Learned that when I was 3 years old. So yeah, I was thinking about carpets, and I was thinking about rolling up carpets by hand and being the superior person for it. Nope, my carpet's rolled up tighter than yours. Oh, well, let's get out of here. Let's climb out of here. You've been listening to the Dubious Tobes Preschool Days Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here in the creek. Sometimes on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Okay. I'm out of the creek. Does my hand still smell like gasoline? Yeah, kind of. Back in the wind zone.